brother.
Yes, sir.
So I know they know how to clean it up.
Yeah.
But it's still dirty.
Yeah.
Man is born in sin. Now, common sense is what we're talking about. How Islam regards common sense. You know, they say, oh, well, how is it now that God creates a man without a man being, make a man, pardon me, from a woman, without a man being involved? The Immaculate Conception.
Welcome.
You know, how is that? That can happen, you know. I never believe that. I'll never believe that. And Allah, you know, it's quite different the way the Quran addresses our senses.
Yes.
Quite different. Now, you know, if some of us in theology, I'm sure we would have a heavy reply. Whole lot of complex language to give to the person that has that doubt. Allah says, The likeness of Jesus is the creation of Adam. And he created Adam from dust. Now, if we accept that God created the first man from dust, from dead matter,
yes, sir.
Then is it a big deal to accept that he created another one from living matter? And not a living tree, but a living human being, a mother. Yeah. So if you believe that God created the first one, then why doubt that he created the second one?
Good question.
And if the first one was created from dead matter, dust, then why doubt that he can create the second one from a woman?
Very good.
Since all babies are born from women. Yeah. All babies are born from women.
Uh-huh.
So what is the big deal now that God can't create a woman, a man, from a woman? Now, why is it that this is necessary now? Why is it necessary that a man comes miraculously from a woman? As a man came miraculously from the dead earth. Why is it necessary? Because someone branched off from the path of Mustaqim.
Walk on now.
And said, man is sin. Flesh is sin. Flesh is sin. So if flesh is sin now, what's the next? The intercourse between flesh and flesh is sin.
All right.
It's sin. Now, if this reasoning is not in religion, then why is it that certain religions require that their preachers, their teachers, not marry, not touch women, live a life of celibacy? Why is it? It is because they believe that this flesh and flesh is sin touching together. That's sin. So there has to be a select group of angels who are not human. They refuse. They don't accept that human nature. They even separate from that human nature. They will tell you how to live in the world. They will tell you how to live in a human body. But they don't accept to live in the world. And they don't accept to live in a human body. They may have one, but they say they're not living in it.
That's right.
They disobey it. It says some common sense things to them. That looks good. Take it home. They say no.
Allahu Akbar.
So the reason for this then is that the wrong idea has been put in the world. The wrong idea has been put in the world. So to correct this idea, a man is born of a woman without the help of a man. God creates the man, the baby, from the woman. Huh? To correct this thing. Well, how is that corrected then? Well, do you accept this baby now? Is this baby without sin?
Okay.
They say, yes. This baby is born without sin. This baby is holy. His flesh is not sin. Huh? His flesh is not sin. Okay, then, was Mary's flesh human flesh or some other kind of flesh?
Human flesh.
Yeah. We got it now, huh? Mary's flesh is human flesh, and the baby born from her. So the flesh is good. So God exonerates us from the charges of the false charges. He redeems us, frees us from it, huh? Yes. I never could stand that. That man is born in sin. I was born of my mother. And again, God says in Quran, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He says, seek with the means that God has given you, made available to you, the afterlife, the destiny, or the next world, the next life. He says, but do not neglect. In regular common language, latensa, I mean don't forget. He says, but not don't forget or don't neglect your share. Nasibaka. He didn't mystify it, just as plain as day. Nasibaka, your share. Now God is saying, I got a share. He says, Nasibaka. When he says that, he's speaking to me individually. He could have said, Nasibakum. Your share, and then all of us got to discuss it. If he had said nasibakum, it'd be your share, mean plural. All of us share, gonna share in it. But he didn't say plural kum. He said ka. That's to mean singularly. Okay. So God is telling me not to forget. I don't neglect my share. God's saying I got a share now. Nasibaka min ad-dunya, my share of this world. Now, how can I follow those that turn angel and don't want to marry women and have children and don't want to do some other things in this world that I like to do? How can I follow them now? When God tells me, don't forget your share. Now, he didn't say what, he didn't say your share of the agriculture. He didn't say your share of finance. He didn't say your share of government. He said your share. So that makes me look at everything. I'm looking at everything because God said, don't forget my share.
Yes, sir. All right.
Now, if this is not an appeal to common sense, and if this religion is not having high regard for human beings' common sense,
yes,
then please correct me when I finish.
All right.
I'll be anxious to hear what you have to say.
Yes, welcome, brother.
Religion corrects the attitude towards sin. When we talk of sin, we see sin as conscious act. An unconscious act cannot be sin. Cannot be sin. Right now, we're in this fast, this strict month of discipline for us.
Yes, sir.
If any of us forget someone, just like this morning, before I came out here, I was tested. Not by the person. See, Satan tested us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Go ahead.
I was tested.
Yes, sir.
They had something that I really liked. Alpha cobbler. And I happened to be standing right near the counter that the cobbler was on. And they saw, I said, oh, you cook cobbler. I said, that's really nice. And they took some up, said, And I said, no. I said, I can't eat. It's Ramadan. It's fast. I'm fasting. Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Now, if I had forgot and put some of that in my mouth and even chewed it and swallowed it and remembered it later, I didn't break my fast. I didn't break my fast. How can I break my fast when I don't know it?
Yeah, that's right.
How can I be charged with something I don't even know I'm doing? Yes. Is that common sense religion?
Sweet.
Good respect.
Sweet.
Right respect for the common sense person, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's not all. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, he said, matters are judged by intention.
Yes.
Not only can I make a mistake and not be charged with a sin, but I can do something that caused harm.
Yes.
I can do something that caused trouble.
That's right.
But if I didn't intend to cause trouble, I thought I was doing something to cause good to happen,
yes.
I'm not going to be punished for the bad. And I'm going to be rewarded for the good. Isn't that something? Isn't that a wonderful God? God says because he thought he wanted to do good, he was aiming for good, though he missed it and caused bad, I'm not going to punish him for the wrong. I'm going to reward him for the right. So I get reward. Not punishment, reward. Because I was sincere, I meant well, I was trying to bring good, not bad. That's common sense religion, ain't it?
Yes, it is, brother. Yes, it is.
Look, I don't know. I don't have nothing in the Sunnah, nothing in the traditions of the Prophet to back this up at all. You know, some of the imams, they get so jacked up in their imam suit that they can't talk out of their straight jackets, you know. But I don't. I don't get all jacked up like that. You know. Yes. Oh, yes. I feel that this religion gives us the comfort that we need to be successful in life.
Oh, yes.
You know, you can't be successful in life if you're going to be weighed down with heavy questions that keep your mind all knotted up.
Tell it, brother. Tell it.
And then there's a holy warning hanging over your head. You can't take the knot loose. So you feel it hurting and you reach up there, you want to take it loose, but you can't touch it.
Oh. Yes, brother. Yes.
The holy warning says, no, don't touch it.
Yes, brother.
I can't live like that.
That's right.
I never was able to live like that. I hear you, sister. I know. Yeah. Straight up. When we think of Adam as sinning, and the whole world, look how they blame one man.
Ain't that the truth?
When I say they, I mean those who went astray. I'm not aiming at the church. Oh, he really hit the church. He even threw a blow at the... No, I'm not. I'm not throwing any blow at the church. We have to live with the church. The church has to live with us.
Thank you, brother.
And we need the church. As long as we don't have everybody going to the mosque, we better have some churches.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know...
All right.
That idea got us believing that the first man Allah created, our father, first father, is responsible for all the sin on earth. Because he was a man of the flesh, then the whole world, all the generations, were doomed to sin. Now, you know, we don't have to do very much to show that that thing, that logic, did not prove itself to be right. All we have to do is look to see what was suggested as the correction for that.
Okay.
Now the first man was a man of the flesh, so a generation sinned because they were born of him. And the next one now, he comes and he's not born of Adam, he's born only of his mother, which is true. We have to accept that. Now, when the son comes, he's not a son of the flesh. But you know, we already corrected that.
That's right.
By just pointing to Mary.
That's
And in the Bible, if you read the New Testament, when Jesus, although we don't accept that he was crucified, killed or crucified, the Quran said he was not.
Thank you.
Peace be upon the prophet. Mm-hmm. Now, but the Bible says when Jesus was on the cross, crucified, facing death and dying, in his last breath, he said some few words. One of these is, look at your mother. He didn't say my mother. I started to say mother. But he was talking about his mother, but he called his mother your mother. To them, to his disciples. Because the church, you know, later the church called the mother of Jesus the mother of all. He says, look to your mother, or look at your mother.